Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley. Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest. That is Jason Moon of the Office of Financial and Insurance Regulation for the state of Michigan. Hello, Jason.
How you doing, Jack?
Just fine. Michigan now awarded a $1 million federal grant to expand a health insurance rate review program. More protection for the consumer and the taxpayer, I assume.
That's right. This will help us increase our consumer protection and improve our rate transparency.
All right. In terms of the problem that is either present or anticipated, how severe could that be?
Well, what we'll be able to do with this money is hopefully be able to express in a way that's beneficial to consumers the actual rate increases. Now, due to staffing constraints, it's hard for us to put rate filings in a digestible way for consumers, especially with the commercial carriers. So hopefully with this money, we'll be able to increase the transparency for all rate review process.
All right. Bottom line, what does that mean for our average listener?
It means that we'll be able to use the new tools to ensure that Michigan consumers are on guard from unreasonable rate increases in the future.
Is this a problem affecting all states, or is Michigan maybe unduly involved in this?
Well, it's hard for me to say. What we do, we have a very strong rate review process for Blue Cross Blue Shield. That's the insurer of last resort in this state. Commercial insurers, a little bit less, and HMOs somewhere in the middle. And so what we will be able to do is we'll be able to hire new staff, we'll be able to train existing staff, and we'll be able to seek input from our outside trade groups.
All right. In terms of the amount of money here, is this the amount of money you need to run this program, or would you need another grant at some point?
This is the an initial grant. We'll be getting more money in the future. Each state that applied for the grant received $1 million. There's $250 million total for this program, so we'll be applying for and hopefully receiving money in the future.
All right. There's also a watchdog component to the Office of Financial Insurance Regulation, and when we talk about investment schemes, very, very important that the public is aware of some of these pitfalls and traps, and you took action against the $50 million West Michigan investment scheme, correct?
That's right. We took action against a large insurance agency called American Benefit Concepts. What they were doing...
Sounds great.
What they were doing is their agents were peddling some fraudulent investment products through several different companies, a group called Diversified Global Finance, Diversified Liquid Asset Holdings, and Diversified Lending Group. So we have a bunch of different names. All American Benefit Concept agents were peddling this. So we took action against them. We ordered them to cease and desist. As a regulatory agency, that's the strongest action we can take at this time. What we found is that these companies were intertwined, and they were harming Michigan consumers through allegedly fraudulent real estate, alternative energy, hedge fund, and short-term loan investment scams. So they were trying different scams until they got a victim on the hook.
And they were very, very close to getting some big ones on the hook, I take it.
Well, we identified at least 400 victims. Most of those are from Michigan, and that totaled over $50 million in investment money, again, mostly from Michigan investors.
All right. You refer to these as free lunch investment seminars. Ken Ross talking about this earlier. What's the big trap here? Anything, I guess, that sounds too good to be true probably is.
Well, there's no such thing as a free lunch, as the old saying goes.
Right.
These people were, again, trying to peddle these products at these so-called free lunch seminars. They're also doing cold calls and other marketing techniques. But largely marketed towards the senior citizen population. You might get something in the mail saying, hey, come grab a free bite to eat and hear this investment pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of the time, they may be legitimate, but they're often peddling products that are unsuitable, too risky for what you should be investing in. But what we've seen with a lot of these investment scams, these large Ponzi schemes, is they start right from these free lunch seminars. That's where they get you on the hook.
So they suck you over there with the pretense of free food, and then they're reaching for your wallet.
Yeah, and then they'll probably make you an offer that's too good to be true. Now, before entering into investment, we want Michigan consumers to give us a call at our agency. We're at 877-999-6442, and we can run a check on any investment firm, professional, or product.
How would some of these people react if you say, hold on a second, and you start dialing that number?
Any of these, I want to check you out.
Yeah.
Well, if they're unregistered, they'll probably hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Because we'll be
maybe
able
if
to
you did
right
it in
away.
The middle of lunch, it would be interesting. You know, just after you got
well,
the main course.
It's interesting that you say that because we did launch a free lunch seminar program in conjunction with the Michigan AARP that encouraged seniors to attend these lunches and be our eyes and ears, and then report back to us to see if there's any unsuitable practices going on.
But now you tell me there's no such thing as a free lunch. Your free lunch is really a free lunch, right? In this case.
Well, if you're going just to get the lunch, and you're going as sort of our eyes and ears, then, hey, enjoy the meal and report back to us.
Well, that's kind of good. I like that. That's kind of like counter-espionage.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, we can't be everywhere and every place at once, and we need our consumers out there to be our eyes and ears in many cases. Just like this case in West Michigan, we take action against these companies based on consumer complaints. So if you have a complaint against an investment professional or you think an investment product isn't on the up and up, give us a call, and that's how our investigations start.
What percent of the time would you guess that when you have an investigation, it is a result of just that kind of tip?
Oh, a majority.
Majority.
Sometimes it may be a sort of a business-to-business complaint mm-hmm. or... trying to think, but large majority are right from Michigan consumers. It may be a phone call. It typically is. And what we saw in this case in West Michigan is we were investigating one company way back in 2008. We took action against them, and then our investigation continued, and we saw all these different tentacles. And this was all based on some consumer complaints. And I know I've talked to you about a number of different investment scams in the past, and most of those are right from Michigan consumers.
Jason Moon of the Office of Financial Insurance Regulation for the State of Michigan, our guest on Ebling & You. And remind our listeners that if you uncover this kind of fraud or deception, go ahead and call the office. That's 877-999-6442, or you can go online at michigan.gov/OFIR. Or if you just have a question, if you're not sure, go ahead and do that. And don't regard yourself as a whistleblower. Think of yourself as a public servant. You're doing what you would want someone to do to protect you. Jason, great to have you with us again, and we're going to go out to lunch, and it will be free. I trust you can trust me on that, okay?
And if you are getting any investment pitches and you don't think they're on the up and up, give us a call.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jack.
We'll be right back, and we're going to talk with Tom Watkins coming up very shortly, and we'll be chatting about a lot of things going on in terms of consolidation of school districts, something that he was a proponent of back in 2004, and now he looks like a prophet. We'll be right back with that and much more. Ebling & You on 1320 WILS.